Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. Australia is paying tribute to the six people killed in the Bondi Junction stabbing by flying flags at half-mast across the country. Tributes have been pouring in for those who sadly lost their lives in the tragedy on Saturday afternoon, while several people remain in hospital. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told Nine, no one expected anything like this to happen here.
We do regard ourselves as a nation that is enriched by our harmony and by looking after each other. It's part of the Australian ethos.
Joel Couchy has been identified as the man who carried out the attack. Police say there's no evidence it's terrorism related, and it appeared to be linked to the 40-year-old's mental health. They're promising a lengthy and precise investigation. To other news, and the City of Coffs Harbour has accepted the handover of landside facilities at the city's new boat ramp, saying a number of issues have been addressed by Transport for New South Wales. It comes after it had earlier raised concerns about whether or not the facilities, including the boat rins, were compliant. The ramp itself and the waterside amenities remain the responsibility of the state government. And there's no word yet on what will happen with the land at 75 Gordon Street in Port Macquarie once works to remove the former SES and Arts and Crafts buildings and safely remove asbestos from the site are finished. The works are already underway, council saying the impact to traffic flow will be minimal. Nambucca Heads is off to a flying start in Group 2 Rugby League, downing reigning premiers Woolgoolga 42-10 in their season opener on Saturday. It was all about the home sides, with Maxville taking a 24-12 win over the Coffs Comets and the Ghosts proving too good for the Rebels 28-20. In the Hastings League, there were wins for Laurieton, Kendal and Bowraville, and in mid-North Coast rugby, the Pirates and Vikings came away with a 24-all draw to start the new season, while Grafton downed the Snappers by 8 and the Kempsey Cannonballs beat the SCU Marlins 24-13.